News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Armani, the celebrated Italian fashion designer who built a global empire, has died at the age of 91. And Joe Ellison, editor of the How to Spend It magazine for the Financial Times, joins us. Joe, good morning to you. Tell us firstly why Giorgio Armani was so important.
Good morning. Hi. I think probably he was important because he was around for so long. He was the sole shareholder in a business that had revenues of about 2.3 billion. So he was, it was a privately owned company, which is completely unusual in this day and age when most companies are owned by larger conglomerates. And he was a designer who remained the CEO and designer of his own business for nearly 50 years. He was just short a few days of having founded his business of 5 decades.
Yeah.
And I suppose on top of that, his influence was just so broadly beyond the catwalk. I mean, he started working with Richard Gere on American Gigolo in the 70s, and he worked on subsequently something like 250 films, doing the costumes, dressing everybody on the red carpet. He had an extraordinary influence on Hollywood. And last but not least, I think his tailoring was a very specific Italian soft-shouldered cut, a style of suiting that has become kind of ubiquitous across all of the kind of Western
elegance.
World.
Elegance. Really is that what we then. Would call it? Like there was I was looking at photos of him yesterday after he'd passed away, and he just cut such a stylish, elegant figure.
Exactly. I think it was elegant. I think it was modest. I think it was very flattering. I think people felt good wearing it, and it empowered the wearer, which you can't get better than that, really, can you?
No. I know you yourself interviewed him only last month. What struck you most about his, I suppose, his personality?
I think the fact that he still wanted to do the interview, even though he was incredibly unwell, that he kind of met the deadline from his bed, really, in Milan, and that he insisted on having control of so many facets of his business right up until the very, very end. He was like proofreading. He was phoning people. He was making sure the makeup was right on the models. He was phoning ahead to kind of complain about the fact that his show hadn't started on time, you know, from his sick bed. He said his greatest weakness was that he wanted to control everything. And I think he did have an iron grip on every single feature of his business.
Of course, he would have grown up in the 30s and the 40s in Italy. I'm sure that would have shaped him as well. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that, the passing of Giorgio Armani. That's Joe Ellison there, editor of the How to Spend It magazine in the Financial Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.